Hey there, this is Isaac. Today we're going to talk about Travis Scott. We're going to talk about the state of affairs with the latest Illuminati blood sacrifice theory. Kevin Barnett, the comedian that just died. Now, to be honest, when Kevin Barnett died, I didn't really know who he was. I do follow stand-up comedy. I'm not a full-on like comedy stan, but I don't know who Kevin Barnett was. Apparently, he helped out this guy named Rel. You know Rel. He's from the movies Get Out and... Shoot, what was he in recently? Anyways, you know who I'm talking about. Oh, Bird Box, right? Yeah, I did a whole thing on Bird Box. And he kind of plays the same character in every movie. And I'm not trying to shit on the guy. I don't know. I don't really know him. He might be funny, but he kind of plays the same guy. You know what I'm talking about when you see him. But in Bird Box, he was the guy who was ranting and raving about the demons being part of a religious breakdown of society. Very interesting statement he had made. Listen to my Bird Box special if you haven't heard it yet. It's a few episodes ago. But yeah, so Kevin Barnett, we're going to cover Kevin Barnett for a quick minute, and then we're going to get into Travis Scott. This is kind of a twofer episode. And the reason I'm bringing up Kevin Barnett is because my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, has been a hot topic in the media lately. Nah, not really, but it was it hit a splash, right? Because I wrote this book, must be 5 years ago now. And it explored the idea of the Illuminati blood sacrifice. Why do people believe this nonsense, right? Well, it's not nonsense. If you look at the history of civilizations, it wasn't that long ago that we were sacrificing babies to pagan bloodthirsty gods. There's a concept of energy sacrifice. And I postulate in this book that it's all continuing to this day. And why wouldn't it be? Look at the Bohemian Grove. Look at the cremation of care ceremony where these powerful, wealthy people who we all trust and want to guide us, the thought leaders of society, they gather together, put on a bunch of robes and go out to this lake and pretend to sacrifice a child to this big giant owl god. It sounds absurd. I get it. It sounds crazy. But it's true. Look at Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina. They both died in the bathtubs. Why do they die in the bathtub? Well, again, it's a ritualistic ceremony, arguably, right? I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know how Whitney and Bobby died. I just think it's extremely odd. And I've harped on the Whitney-Bobby thing so many times. Surely you've heard it. But yeah, Bobby Christina almost died in the bathtub the night before Whitney died in the bathtub. And then a few years later, Bobby does in fact die in the bathtub, even though her friends said she was terrified to take a bath, because why wouldn't she be? Her mom just got ritually sacrificed in a bathtub. So something stinks in all that, right? I'm not saying that I know. I have some inside knowledge that that's how it went down. I'm just saying it's very strange. I'm just saying some people have thoughts in their heads, and sorry if I don't trust every story that I'm fed. So... the book I wrote, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, goes through hip-hop, primarily. And we go through a lot of the Illuminati blood sacrifice theories, why it is possible it's still happening. And nowadays, when celebrities die at a young age, like Kevin Barnett was only 32. He died down in Tijuana. And what I read today was that Kevin Barnett died from a traumatic brain... I'm going to get this wrong here. Let me look it up. I'm in my mobile studio, by the way, so if the sound quality isn't optimal, my apologies. Yeah, so I got to refer to my notes here. Kevin Barnett died of what they're calling a traumatic hemorrhage caused by pancreatitis. Now, I'm no doctor, but I took a look online, and the mayonnaise clinic told me that pancreatitis doesn't really talk about hemorrhage of the brain. I mean, I guess it's possible, right? What the hell do I know? I took one anatomy course in college and forgot 99% of it. But, so that's odd, right? That's very sus. Other than that, though, like, I don't have a lot of traction to this theory that Kevin Barnett was Illuminati ritually sacrificed. There's not a lot there, to be honest, right? I'm not going to sensationalize. I'm not that guy. But I did see that, and I thought, well, that is odd. I'll give you that much. And then you look at his buddy Rel, who's doing very well for himself. And the argument now that's forming is that Rel hooked up the hit. I don't know, man. It's flimsy, to be honest. But it's very curious because it's been floating around Twitter. The book was featured on Media Takeout, which someone tells me is the dumpster fire TMZ. I don't follow Media Takeout. I don't know who they are, really. But it was covered on Media Takeout, this book. And saying how Twitter people were connecting the book with Kevin Barnett's death. And then, big ups to, I gotta hang on 1 second. I'm sorry. This is very unprofessional today. You caught me. I'm trying to make things happen because there's a lot going on lately. Shout out, big ups to Chai Ultra Runner on Twitter. Hooked me up, said they listened to a show by AJ Benza. AJ Benza hosts a podcast called Fame is a Bitch. I said, hey, man, you got to listen to this episode because he talks about your book. And sure enough, listen to the episode from, I believe it released on January 24th. No, 25th, I'm sorry. It's titled Cherokee People. The last 5 minutes of the show, he talks real briefly about Kevin Barnett. And by the way, it's a cool show, actually. I really like the dude's energy, so check him out. Big ups, AJ Benza. But he talks about the book. And it's kind of funny because he incorrectly cites that Kevin Barnett wrote the book under a pseudonym, which is actually a fantastic conspiracy theory. And I was hoping he would roll with it, but he actually already tweeted back, said he's going to fix that. He said he had heard from a couple sources that Kevin Barnett wrote that book under a pseudonym of Isaac Weishaupt, which I actually love. I wish that would take off, but I guess AJ is going to retract that. Hopefully he doesn't. Cause I think that's great. But, yeah, so he talked about the book too. So I guess somewhere there's a theory out there that Kevin Barnett wrote this book too, which is kind of curious, right? Yeah, this book has been real interesting. You know, a colleague, a friend of mine, Max Spires, died a couple years ago, very mysteriously. And he was reading the book. It was in his possession because I sent him a copy. And he had it in his possession when he died, and there were a lot of top tabloids over in the UK, because he died over there in Europe, you know, a lot of tabloids covering it, saying that he was researching into a realm that he shouldn't have, and he got the bum deal on it. And I don't want to talk much about the Max thing, because there's a lot of weird stuff with that, and it hit real close to home. That's all I'm going to say about that. But rest in peace, Max. Me and him were in communications before he passed away. We had some plans to do some projects, and it fell apart. Real tragic, man. So this book is resurfaced in the sort of zeitgeist of conspiracies surrounding Kevin Barnett. And to be honest, I don't see a ton of traction to this particular death with the Illuminati, but maybe, right? If you know of anything that jumps out as very strange, hit me up on the socials. Now, let's talk about Travis Scott. That's what I came here for. Because as you know, Travis Scott is going to be performing at the Super Bowl. I'm actually recording this prior to the Super Bowl. And I just recorded a Super Bowl special podcast where I talk a little bit about Travis Scott as well. But I wanted to do a little bit of a deeper dive on Travis Scott if you're interested in the subject. Because I realized after I recorded the Super Bowl show that I didn't get as deep into Travis Scott as I wanted to. There's going to be some overlap here, though. So if you're listening to both episodes, you might hear a little bit of repeated information, but that's okay, right? That's okay. So, as I mentioned in the other show, I wrote this analysis in 2015 about Travis Scott. At the time, he was a new upcoming artist, and I saw all the symbolism, and I said, this guy's so illuminate, confirmed. Got to talk about it. So he was kind of more of an avant-garde artist, you know, along the realms of sort of an ASAP Rocky kind of character. And it's cool, like, you know, it's like the mumble rap thing. Like, I support all different subgenres of rap music. Like, we can expand it out. It doesn't all have to be the same. That might not be my cup of tea, but that's all right. It's not terrible music. It's just not my thing. But again, I don't believe that Travis Scott is in the Illuminati. I always have to clarify this for the people that just are jumping on board with the podcast. I believe he's a pawn of the Illuminati. He's probably got some sort of creative tendencies, I'm sure. I'm not trying to take away any artistry skills. I'm just saying that when it comes down to the deal, the pact, the Faustian bargain, if you want to look at it that way, he's got to do what he's told. He's got to have the symbolism out there. And maybe he is proud to have this symbolism out there, because you sure do see it a lot in his videos. There's many images I have on my website. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, you might, or search for the Travis Scott, Just Another Illuminati Rapper article that I wrote. There's a lot of images of the all-seeing eye. And then I talk briefly about how Travis Scott is not his real name. And this idea is supportive of the theories I postulate about in the Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. And this might be a bit of a stretch, but we're going to roll with it. The idea here is that it's the same as you see in the realm of magic. These occultists and these magicians, they take on a sort of fake name because they believe in the power of keeping their real name sort of concealed. So you could argue that these artists are channeling some kind of other energy, some kind of other spirit. So they come up with these other names. And Travis Scott, which seems like a very sort of innocuous name, it's not his real name. His real name is Jacques Webster. Cool name, bro, right? No, I don't know. These rappers, they all come up with different names. And that could also be tied to the culture, right? Like, not going by the government name. But I do float the idea that magic aliases and secret names are a concept to consider. Now, Travis Scott, his origin story comes up with Kanye West. And Travis Scott's a producer as well, just like Kanye West, a rapper and producer. But then Travis Scott signed with T.I.'s label. And supposedly, Travis Scott wrote a bunch of Kanye West lyrics. That claim came from Amber Rose. So these two are connected behind the scenes, right? And we all know Kanye West's story. I've talked about him many times. In fact, in 2018, he dominated the year with, I probably had 3 episodes just on Kanye West. But he's definitely connected with something. He knows something that is undeniable. Travis Scott's first mixtape, his first album, see my voice cracked, sorry, I'm hitting puberty. The first mixtape he had was called Owl Pharaoh, and there's the big old owl, again, the symbol of Minerva, the pagan goddess. This is the entity, the same one you see at Bohemian Grove that they're sacrificing the kids to. Same thing. Now, I talked about, there's also an article I wrote called Decoding Illuminati Symbolism, Owls, Moloch, the Horns of Satan, because this theme comes up so many times in the music, and you see Travis Scott do this sort of symbols as well. And he's, you know, tied in with Drake. He did a lot of work with Drake, and Drake's, of course, the king of the symbolism, and might have had his own buddy killed last year, Anthony Fifth Soros. He died last year. The news article said he died at 3 a.m., which is, of course, the witching hour. It's the inversion of 3 p.m. with the time that Jesus Christ died, apparently. So perhaps Drake had the connections to ritually sacrifice his own friend, supporting the sacrifice magic behind the Mike theories. And then you also look at the XXXTentacion murder. You got to listen to that episode on that. There's a very strong connection between Drake and X. And, you know, this is the people Travis Scott's running with. They claim that Travis Scott uses backmasking. There are songs called Don't Play in Upper Echelon, where they claim there's an inversion that he says, Hail Satan. And if you listen to it, it sure does sound like that. Because Travis Scott picks up a lot of these satanic imageries. He wears a lot of t-shirts of death metal, or, you know, like Slayer t-shirts. Has a lot of these sort of satanic rock band shirts that he wears, which they're the ones that sort of perfected the backmasking, right? And the upper echelon, the video, has T.I. and 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, of course, giving us a lot of Illuminati symbolism. He, in fact, even told someone, I believe he was in an interview with DJ Vlad. I talked about this in the book. And he talked about how, like, the directors will put all these symbols and crap behind him. And he says, look, man, I just go there to shoot the video. I'm just there to rap. They're doing all this stuff behind the scenes. I don't know what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. So Travis Scott, of course, with the satanic symbolism, wearing the inverted cross on his jacket. And, of course, he uses the XX symbol, like on his Twitter handle, at TravisXX. Takes all the vowels out, which, of course, is the Kabbalistic thing to do, is to remove the vowels. Right? Madonna did that, too. But the X harkens back to the themes of Kenneth Grant's calling upon the beast of the abyss. Arguably why you see the X's all the time, the mark of the beast. Now, if you're ever watched the Quintana video, you'll see at the end, Travis Scott gets lit on fire while he's wearing a shirt with an inverted pentagram, and he's got his arms up. This is the sign of the grand hailing sign of distress that the Freemasons use. Another video called Mamacita, actually on his second album called Days Before Rodeo. He is chained up to a black monolith, the same monolith you see in Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is very instrumental in this whole agenda. The Arthur C. Clarke books, I highly recommend reading all of them. I think there's like 4 of them. Last one is 3001. You find out what I believe to be what these people actually are committed to, what they subscribe to. This idea of extraterrestrial enlightenment. The fallen demonic angels will enlighten us all. And that is represented by the black monolith. You see the same symbolism in Interstellar. I wrote a fantastic analysis on that. I don't know if you read that yet. It's the alchemical transformation. It's what it's all about. And you heard my description of Travis Scott's alchemical transformation in that Super Bowl podcast. Now, in that same video with the monolith, he's got Rich Homie Quan and Young Thug, and they're again doing the Moloch symbol, the Mano Cornudo hand, the evil eye. Now, you know, and there's connections with Big Sean, because Big Sean was showing us a lot of the alchemical symbolism, like on the cover of, I believe it was Complex magazine. He had the black sun. He's always wearing the owl rings. He tweeted about the Alchemist book. these guys, these rappers, they're becoming aware of this occult practice. And they're showing us the symbolism in the videos if you are aware, if you understand what they're talking about. That's why he's showing us so many times the all-seeing eye on the cover of Fader magazine. His Instagram feed is loaded with this stuff. The all-seeing eye represents the third eye, the pineal gland. It is opened and awakened to the ways of the Illuminati, and the symbolism is quite evident. The revisiting of Travis Scott, I made a second part of this article because, as I mentioned, I wrote the first one in May 2015. Then, just a couple of days ago, I was doing some research for the Super Bowl, because as you know, that's my jam. And I said, well, there's been a lot that's happened in the last 4 years with Travis Scott. Let's take a look at his videos. So I watched his videos and I updated all of them. All the major ones, I should say. Butterfly Effect. Big song of his. He's wearing, and I've got all these images on the article. Check it out. Travis Scott, just another Illuminati rapper. On his video for Butterfly Effect, he's wearing a chain that says Cactus Jack, but it is in a cross and it has a shining halo. This is the concept of deification of man, because these occultists believe that man can become God. They believe that in the Garden of Eden, the serpent, the snake, opened up the eyes, the third eye, the pineal gland of Adam and Eve, and told them that they could become gods. That's literally what it says in the Bible. And then God cast them out. Now, if you're into this stuff, you're an occultist, you say, well, why would God not want you to become like him? He's power hungry. He's the oppressive, the oppressive oppressor. So that's why they don't like the idea of God. They like the serpent, the Lucifer, the archetype of Luciferianism. And I'm not saying that from like the perspective of a judgy Bible thumper. I mean, those of you that know me well enough know that I don't look like I don't care what you think. I mean, you believe whatever you want to believe. Don't bother me none. What do I want you? I want you to be happy. And I feel like going down the dark path ends up in tragedy. Just because of my personal beliefs. I get that there's not a lot of evidence. I guess there's a lot of ideas that go against the Christian faith. It's not for everybody. There's a lot of things that, you know, I go to the Orthodox Church and there's things they do that, you know, I question. But ultimately, I do believe it's the truth. And my sort of mission statement is, I'm not saying you need to become a Christian because it's so proper. I mean, I get it. I get there's a lot of struggles there. You got these Catholics molesting the kids and then covering it up. It's disgusting. What's wrong with you people? Right? I'm trying to sleep in on Sunday too. Right? But what I'm saying is the other path is what they're trying to instill into the masses. And maybe you want to go with it. I'm just trying to make you aware that this is happening. And then you make the choice. You make the conscious choice. Don't become a sheep and just repeat the stuff everyone else said. Oh, the Bible is written by man. Yeah, these brilliant men who spent their entire lives devoted to understanding the truth, and they studied all of these occult religions, the Gnostics, and they combed out what was heresy and what wasn't. I mean, you could spend the rest of your life in a cave reading these books and finding the truth for yourself. You could, because, you know, maybe these guys were wrong, but this is heavily vetted stuff over the years. And trust me, I've been researching this stuff for a long time, and it feels like you never get a full picture of what's happening. There's so many twists and turns. The rabbit hole never ends. It literally never ends. In fact, I'll bet you these occultists themselves don't understand what the hell they're following. There's so many different flavors and ideas in there. It'll make you mad. I'm off the soapbox now. So Travis Scott has a video. It's called Butterfly Effect, and there's butterflies in it. It's the monarch butterfly. You know where I'm going with this. MK Ultra Mind Control. One of the sub programs was Project Monarch, made infamous by Kathy O'Brien. She wrote a book called Transformation of America. Have you read it yet? I read it. Sounds like Disney World's where all these pedos meet and mind-controlled kids. But in her book, she says, mind control is absolute. Under MKUltra, Project Monarch, trauma-based mind control, I lost control over my own free will thoughts. I could not think to question, reason, or consciously comprehend. I could only do exactly what I was driven to do. Those who controlled my mind and ultimately my actions claimed to be aliens, demons, and gods. Ha! Isn't that curious? Again, people think I'm making this stuff up when I talk about the aliens being the fallen angels, the demons, and everywhere you look, once you become aware of that, you will see it everywhere. I break it down in The Dark Path. Available on Amazon and Audible. Or signed copies, gumroad.com/IsaacW. So you see these monarch butterflies in the video, and these women who seem very much mind-controlled. And the Project Monarch, to further elaborate, was a multi-generational study where they abused kids and they suffered from dissociative identity disorder, had alter egos, which you could tie back into these rappers with the alter egos, right? But this video, it shows you the woman lustfully eating the apple. Again, this is a metaphor for the Garden of Eden. The biting of the apple is the preferred path. That is the sexy path. The Luciferian doctrine that men and women were liberated from the oppression of God. And in the video, Travis Scott gets hit with a bolt of lightning. What do you know? Couldn't see that one coming. Because again, the lightning bolt is a symbol of Lucifer, who fell from the lightnings like heaven. So they use it to show you a depiction of Lucifer. The Church of Satan even has it on their they've got like 3 degrees, and the highest degree, the highest rank, has the lightning bolt. Because the lightning bolt, the video shows us Travis Scott as the divine dispensary of occult knowledge for the masses to consume. And now the Super Bowl is going to make you consume it. Right next to your Poison Pepsi. The Poison Pepsi halftime show. Drink that high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified frankenfood. Put that toxin right in your body, so you got to go to Big Pharma and get a pill. Make you feel better. I'll give you the path out of that too. Go sign up for a CrossFit membership. Then get on to nutrition. Whole foods. Organic foods. No GMO. No pesticides. It's going to cost you though. It's going to cost you a lot of money. Anyways. I got soap boxes lined up for days. I got soap boxes on deck. Goosebumps. That's another video. You see cannibalistic vampire girls. Their faces covered in blood. They're kind of hot though, you know. Again, it's conflicting to the animalistic mind. You see these hot girls, they're eating body parts or eating the apple. And it subconsciously programs the male mind. Or maybe the female mind too. I don't want to assume sexuality. To be attracted and drawn to these sorts of things. It's a simple formula, folks. They use it all the time. Speaking of subliminal messaging, I actually took the video frame by frame. Keep y'all jumping shot from singing it. I think it's a rap lyric. Anyways, I took the video frame by frame in a certain area because I noticed this. I know their tricks. They had a strobe flash, and Travis Scott was walking, And sure enough, when you capture it, and I've got this image again on the website, he's wearing a jacket on the back. It has a triangle with the all-seeing eye pyramid. But he's not wearing that in the rest of the video. This was secretly and subliminally placed in the video. And again, in the video, he's hit with a lightning bolt and he's falling from the skies. Again, a clear metaphor for the Luciferian Enlightenment falling like lightning to the earth, to the hell. A serpent crawling out of his eyeball, crawling out of the all-seeing eye. It's the same tired stuff these supposedly creative forces that deserve all this, you know, fame and fortune, all their creativity that they can't find anywhere else. They're puppets. They're empty shells they're using. And look, I'm not saying they have no artistic capabilities, but what I am saying is there's a lot of people out there with artistic capabilities, and they don't get the shot because they're not signing the deal. And of course, in this video, again, he breaks down and dissolves and gets destroyed into pieces, but then comes back together, and he's depicted with the black wings. This is the alchemical process, folks. The nigredo, the blackening. Starts with the black wings, because in the alchemy, the stages go through the four colors or the four birds. You got black, white, yellow, red. Starts out with the black bird, ends up with the phoenix. And I believe I predicted at the Super Bowl we're going to see the next phase. Maybe he comes out with the white bird now, or the orange bird or the phoenix. It's a public initiation. At the end of his antidote video, you see him getting killed. Well, you know, it's implied a car is racing towards him. It's going to kill him. And in another one of his videos, again, he's dissolved through fire. So he's going through this clear public alchemical process of transformation, as well as giving us the Luciferian Enlightenment symbolism. So you tell me, is it, if he's Illuminate confirm? I believe it. I believe he's just like these other rappers. Just another Illuminati rapper. That's why I named it that title. It's like I was AI from the future when I wrote it, you know? And it's not because I've got a special gift. It's because I've researched this long enough that it seems very clear that they're pushing the same themes, the same agenda. And I believe on some levels, they want me to explain it to you. I feel like on some levels, I'm being used as a conduit for the revelation of the method. That's not the first time that thought has been had. There's a lot of people out there that have been claiming that against me. But I'm very clear. I'm very honest with you about what my intentions are. I already told you. So you do with it what you want. Because I don't judge. I don't really mind if you're an occultist. You know, my good friend Dave Navarro. You know, I don't care that he's in the Illuminati. We're still cool, right? Did you listen to my Dave Navarro interviews? I went on a show a couple times. Little humble brag there. But yeah, like, honestly, that's why I can talk to these people. Because, like, I look at it as just another religion, just another belief system. I don't agree with it. What I don't like is that they covertly place it in the entertainment and it's programming the minds of the masses. I don't like that. I think it's sneaky. I think it's pushing the Freemasonic great work. I do believe they think they're doing a good deed, though. I think they believe they're helping us. But I think it's under coercive, manipulative methods. What do you think? That's what matters right now. It's time for you to reflect. What do you think, and which path do you want to take? Anyways, I want to thank you for listening. Excuse me, not anyways. That's not the right word. It's not a real word, is it? Anyway, I want to thank you for listening. Big ups to everyone's been hitting me up with all this info online. I've been reading the messages. I've been getting a lot of messages, a lot of notifications, comments, DMs. Know that I read them. I don't always write back, though. I don't have enough time for that. I would never be able to record a show if I just sat here and answered emails and messages and comments. It's very, very kind of you to reach out. I appreciate it. I do read them, though. Have to take solace in that. So, yeah, let's see what happens in the Super Bowl. Go subscribe to my email newsletter so that when I drop more info on the post-Super Bowl analysis, you're the first to get it. IlluminatiWatcher.com. Free email newsletter. Go get it. All right. Thanks. As always, stay woke.